had a chance to go back and look at that tape with our staff, and you know, we'll get a chance to talk through it a little bit later on with our team as well. And tough day for our football team. Just didn't play the way we need to play on the road to be able to get a win. And, you know, some things that we'll definitely have to work to correct if we want to have a chance to be successful when we travel. Injury-wise, we came out pretty good. The only guy that's a little bit banged up and should be all right for practice is John Sullivan. Suffered a left knee contusion, but he should be able to do some work on Wednesday when we come back and start preparation for our next ball game. Kevin Williams, we're hoping to get some work out of him when we get back as well. You know, we'll see how he progresses as the week goes on. But other than that, you know, we're a pretty healthy football team. So, you know, we know there are some things that we'll have to get better at. I think we have the right people on our team and the right staff to get it corrected. But we got some work to do, without question.
As you went back and looked at the hit on Sullivan, what were your thoughts?
You just hate to see, you know, guys get hit below the waist. You just know that can result in some serious injuries. So, you know, you just hate to see it.
Your offensive line, was that a physical thing yesterday where they were just getting beat? Was it schematic or what?
There were times they physically, you know, did better than we did. You know, we had our share of wins at the line of scrimmage, but their defensive line did a real good job. I mean, they did a good job of handling our front at times, and we've got to get better in some areas. As I mentioned, we won some battles, but they won a few as well. You know, we have to do a better job of getting in position for the screens. We were kind of blocked out on a couple where we needed certain guys to fit in certain positions, and they didn't. And it resulted in, I think, the one big play was the 77-yarder. Others, you know, maybe a 6-yarder or 8-yarder, but the 77-yarder, that was a backbreaker. And, you know, we just got to do a better job of fitting. That play should not end up being a touchdown, a 77-yard touchdown. So we got to do a better job of fitting up screens.
He was a lot more confident. There were times yesterday he didn't look like he had the confidence. Did he have the swagger you want him to have?
You know, Joe, he made some good plays, and, you know, get you really excited to see the throws out to Jerome down the sideline. That was a great throw. The shot to Kyle as well. He did some good things, and, you know, you just got to develop that consistency all the way throughout. He did play with a lot of confidence at times, and but you wanted to be consistent throughout over the course of four quarters. And there were a lot of good things he did, and there were some things that, you know, obviously we need to improve on and get better at. But he did some positive things as well.
It's amazing. Ponder in this town. The defense stuck yesterday. The offensive line made no blocks for anybody. With the fullback missing, Aiden Peterson didn't get his blocks. I watched that game in HD. You see everything. And everybody is Ponder. I mean, if Houdini was quarterback yesterday, they wouldn't have won the game.
There you go. See it. I mean, he speaks the truth. Let's see it. There you go.
With Cordarrelle Patterson, was his back the reason why we didn't see him a lot on the field yesterday? Or
No, he's healthy. He's healthy. You know, we're going to try to get him a few more snaps. We got to get a few more first downs so we can, you know, stay on the field a little bit longer with our offense. But we want to get him more snaps for sure.
With where he needs to be as far as the system and everything?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, not an issue. Yeah, we just coach's decision. Yeah, yeah.
Yesterday, was it a physical thing, or were people not where they were supposed to be? It seemed like they were struggling in that area.
We didn't do a good job kind of getting off of blocks against their run game. It wasn't a fancy run game, but and trying to defend the run, you got to be able to sometimes when you're playing seven-man fronts like we were yesterday a lot because of coverage, you have to be able to get off of blocks, and somebody has to win the one-on-ones, and we didn't do a good job of that enough yesterday, and they ended up, you know, rushing for a little over 100 yards, and, you know, we got to do a better job of getting off of blocks and winning in those situations.
Just being somewhat cautious play calling wise to kind of ease Christian into a to build some confidence through a game. Get him going. Is that still part of the process with him?
Not really, Brian. You know, we were aggressive in what we were trying to do down the field. We wanted to take some shots and have some success in the passing game over the top of the defense, and we found some ways to do that. And with some of the other things we did as well, we had some success. We just, you know, we had some plays that hurt us at times, but it wasn't because we didn't want to be aggressive because of Christian. We wanted to be aggressive in the passing game.
You talked about the run defense. Was Sharif a little tentative, did you think, in going back looking at the film?
Not so much tentative, but his technique at times, Tim, was an issue. You know, you got to be a little bit more technically sound in some of the things that he was doing. There were times when, they were running the football, and you could see he was trying to pass rush, and that makes him a little bit softer, and that created some problems for us. But he made some good plays in there, but there were times that his technique wasn't what we wanted it to be, and, you know, we kind of expected that with this being his first start after some time off as well. But we've got to get some consistent play out of him at that position with the number of snaps that he's going to be getting over the course of the year.
How much did you miss Kevin?
Well, you know, Kevin's a stalwart for our defense and has been for a long time. We missed Kevin, and we definitely are a little bit different on defense without him, and hopefully we'll have him back this next week.
We're looking at Jennings in the offseason. What were your expectations for him as far as, like, third downs? It's like a guy, an experienced guy, a good route runner that could really help you on third downs. Does that come up at all? Or?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the reasons we're requiring Mark to help move the chains and also for his ability to run after the catch. I mean, that was a big factor when we were discussing, you know, whether or not to go after him. And so we're looking for him to make an impact on third down as well as in early downs with, you know, intermediate routes where he's catching the ball and getting positive yardage after the catch.
Struggled on third down yesterday, obviously. Do they pay attention to him more, or do you need to try and get him the ball more? How do you kind of work him in, because obviously he was a prized acquisition, you know, to try and turn things around? I mean, how do you get him more involved?
There's some things we can do to try to uncover him if people want to play him similar to the way they did yesterday, sometimes bracketing him, but, you know, also playing some man. But they were a lot of zone along with mixing in some man, but there's some things that we can do a little bit different, and we'll look at that and you know, try to have a better plan when we line up against Chicago this week.
Do you think that Jerome's confidence most yesterday, or the fact that, you know, he was living up to what he said he was going to do for you today, especially that big catch?
Yeah, he played really good football for us, Don. I mean, that catch he made on the stutter go, that was a spectacular play, and that's something we saw a year ago when we got him and had him in training camp, and we've seen it this all season as well. He has that bounce, that spring back in his legs, and it showed up on Sunday. He made some great plays for us, you know, even created an interference situation for us. So it's good to have him back at top speed. Those big plays make a difference.
Were there any third and longs or third and mediums you ended up in, and looking back, you might have been more successful passing on first or second down? It's easy to look at the film and second-guess it, but did you notice any of those drives?
You know, there were times, Dave, we did try to throw on first down, and we didn't have a lot of success at times. That interception before the half, that was a first down pass. So we had our moments where we threw on first down. We just, you know, we didn't get ourselves in enough second and shorts, which made it hard for us on third down, whether we were passing the ball on first down or running the ball on first down. We had too many negative plays on first down.
Have a third and one and decided not to give to Adrian. You had the rollout. Was that because you couldn't run the ball up to that point, or you just?
No, just a decision we made. We could have done either or, and if we ran it, but we didn't. We chose to pass. So.
What did you have to do to get on the field?
I don't know if there's anything more he needs to do other than just to stay healthy and continue to work as hard as he can. We do have a plan for him, and, you know, we'll see how things go this week, but nothing different that he has to do other than just continue to learn and continue to work as hard as he can.
The offensive line has been a little more slow to develop a little bit in the preseason yesterday. I mean, this was the unit that played together so much last year, a lot of depth. It seems to be behind a bit this year.
Yeah. We played a good front yesterday. We think we have a very good offensive line as well, Brian, and you know, we didn't play as well on a consistent basis as we need to win a game like we played yesterday. In order for us to do what we want to do on offense, we counted our offensive line to be a dominant factor for us, and we were not yesterday. We didn't win sometimes in pass situations. We didn't win enough times in run situations. We got some things that we'll have to work on and we'll get better at. And our guys know what have to be done and what has to be done for our offense to be successful. But no particular one, there's not one thing that you could point to and say, this is why we didn't perform as well as we should have yesterday.
So. If you look at Matt Khalil through preseason this first game, can you pinpoint what kind of he's struggling with right now?
You know, there's some things that we got to work with him on. We got to go back and look at his technique. Just some basic things that, you know, he did so well a year ago that we got to get him back to doing on a repeated basis. So we're going to have to, do some technique and fundamental work to really get him back to a good foundation, because we need him to play well every snap.
Fumble where he tripped on, that was a big play.
Big play. We're down three with the ball in our hands, and you know, we felt like we had a pretty good play call there. It was a big play. It was a big play because it put them on a short field again, and you don't want to keep doing that, putting them on short fields.
With the turnovers, you talk all the time about needing to minimize or eliminate those. In the future, if there are more games when they do pop up, can you win?
You know, you have to be exceptional to win those games when you finish minus in the turnover ratio, and we haven't shown that we are exceptional to be able to do that. Even a season ago, we didn't win any games where we were minus in the turnover ratio department. So we don't want to finish minus. We want to be positive. And yesterday was not good. I think they were plus two, and we were minus two. So that's not the way we want to go into a ball game, you know, feeling like we've got to overcome that. We don't want to turn the ball over. We want to take the ball away but not turn it over.
Do you think that was a difficult debut for your punter?
Difficult? You mean the results? Yeah, you know, he wants to do better. We all want him to do better. So much of what we do is based on field position, and, we got to do better. We got to do better.
What did you feel about Zach Lyon filling in for Jerome?
He did an okay job. I mean, there were some moments where he did some good things, and there were some moments, well, you know, he had to learn from. But overall, he did pretty good. Yeah.
Red had that first lead block on Adrian's big run. Was there any thought to maybe even using Red more in that role?
No. You know, we felt like we had enough snaps with him, along with splitting what we did with Zach, and we even, you know, let Red line up at tight end as well. So. No second guessing on the number of snaps he had at fullback.
Backs playing as much as they did, spending as much time as you guys did. Nickel, would it have been nice to get a little more pressure on Stafford to kind of move him around and make some decisions earlier than he had to?
You know, they didn't have a lot of dropbacks, Ben. It was so much checking off to the backs, whether it was number 35 or 21 Bush. Not a lot of dropbacks, so they were getting the ball out of their hands fast, and we knew it. We knew that would be the case going in. We saw their offensive line. We felt like we had an advantage there, and but a lot of quick throws, and we did get some hits on him, but there were not a lot of dropbacks over the course of that game.
Time for two more. How do you combat that whenever your defense, your strength is a pass rushing? Yesterday, they just basically eliminated it because of those quick passes.
Yeah. We've encountered that before. It's not the first team to use that strategy. There's some things that we got to do better to help us when teams do that. And you know, would not be surprised we see some of that this coming weekend as well. And we'll have to devise a better plan for teams that do that, that will not let us rush the quarterback.
About as bad a game the defensive line has played in some time.
You know, Sid, our defensive line, they really didn't play a bad game. Some of the things that Detroit did wasn't so much because our defensive line wasn't playing well. You know, we didn't handle their screen game as well as we should have, and we didn't get off of blocks as well as we needed to sometimes at the second level in the run game. But our defensive line, you know, our ends, I thought they played a very good football game. I thought Fred Evans did a good job. LaTroy was a little bit inconsistent, kind of up and down. Sharif, you know, did about what we'd expect him to do as a rookie. But overall, our defensive line wasn't necessarily the reason we didn't play as well as we needed to play on defense.
Did you look back, how did you assess how Aaron played in the middle?
He did okay. You know, he did a good job. He was sound in what he did. You know, the interception was a big play for us. He was where he was supposed to be most of the time, so he played pretty good. Just got to keep giving him more snaps to get better playing the middle linebacker position. So, all right. Thanks.